Come to the sport of the new expedition of our studies. Everything of that gem, of that capital B, the nature of the institution, the nature of the institution.
We have noted already, and I think we have proved on exegetical and theological grounds, that when Paul says in Romans 5:12, all sin, and then in subsequent verses he emphasizes the one sin of the one man Adam, he is referring to the same event. The same historical fact. All sin and one man sin is the same thing. And that would mean, of course, in theological terms, that all sin in Adam, although that is not expressly what Paul says in Romans 5 as well. Nevertheless, that is the meaning. And that is the form he uses in 1 Corinthians 15:22, as in Adam all died, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. And the implication of 1 Corinthians 15:22 is that in Adam all sinned, as in Christ all will be constituted righteous. Now, by what mode does the sin of Adam become the sin of all? By what mode, by what method? Is the sin of Adam reckoned as the sin of all in the divine constitution? We haven't done anything so far to solve that question. I think we have proven the identification, but we haven't said anything as to the method, the modus operandi, by which the sin of Adam is the sin of all, or the second of the sin of all. What becomes the sinful? This is a random book question. There are historians that seem to you mediate. Now the name associated with mediate imputation is this man who was in 17th century, a professor in France at the Theological School of Stonewall, Joshua Plotkin. Joshua Plotkin. And of course, today, the thanks for that is simply not our time. Nothing to do with the silence. I wish to find that. He was active in planning of the middle of the 17th century. And he was understood. He was understood to teach that the original thing consistently and strongly in America in the past. In the depravity that is conveyed by natural generation, war and sweat. That is the reason. And consequently, the synod of the Reformed churches in France, meeting in December 1644 and January 1645, condemned that position. And propounded evil. That original sin consisted of two elements. Namely, inherited depravity and the institution of the first sin of Adam. Two elements. Here, he's contented. means
that the first sin of Adam is mediated through hereditary depravity. For you see, in the order of nature, as he called it, in the order of nature, immediate imputation, supposes that Adam's first sin precedes the corruption. His involvement in Adam's first sin precedes corruption. Whereas in the latter case, involvement in Adam's sin is mediated through corruption. All the harm hereditarily depressed. In other words, this is the distinction. According to mediate imputation, the imputation to posterity of Adam's first sin is mediated through now this view was mediated
Now follow me to the present and turn your heart. did that he spouted something that is somewhat similar. But nevertheless, went far beyond the doctrine of mediation. And your heart, he said, was not connected. He went far beyond that. So that his position really impinged upon the doctrine of the imputation of Adam's sin altogether. Samuel Hopkins really couldn't recall the immediate imputation in the historic sense. So he took the doctrine of the occasion starting point for his more surrounding the doctrine, which really meant ultimately the denial of the imputation of Adam's sin altogether. The same applies to Nathaniel L. M.
That's the rubric with which Paul is dealing.
church. Just as on the other side of the parallel of righteousness, justification, Christ. Dealing with all things. I have sinned, condemnation, and death on the way over the whole human race. Is there any question at all practical? I have sinned, I seek condemnation and death comes away over the orphan. And the question now is, what is precisely the relationship between the sin, the condemnation, and the death, which reigns over the sin? Who is the sinner? What is the relationship? Now, if immediate imputation is correct, median imputation is correct. It is to this effect that the reason why sin, condemnation, and death have come to reign over the whole human race is that everyone by natural generation, everyone by natural generation, becomes inherent to corrupt nature. There is a corrupt nature. Ultimately, going back to Adam, of course, that's the original ancestor of all men, all men. Hereditary depravity, and you have as far as the posterity is concerned. Already going back to Adam, of course, as the original ancestor of all men, all men. Hereditary depravity. And you have as far as the posterity is concerned, as far as posterity is concerned, that's what you must talk. Hereditary depravity and consequent condemnation and that's the inevitable on the doctrine of the universe. We have to prove hereditary depravity. Now that puts in focus the relevant biblical data, the exegetical data. And I think when we deal with the exegetical data, we find that this construction of mediate imputation doesn't hold at all, but is expressly contradicted by the sustained emphasis of the time. It is expressly contradicted by the sustained emphasis of Romans 5, 12 to 19, and by implication of this statistic. And that recall brings to the immediate interest more case one than one. Thank you.
sin from the nature death. So start with death, because that's the order in which we apostate. Death, condemnation, that's the order. We have the order. You're condemned from the order. I could do it the other day, but I already hidden it.